This is a regular session of the Rump Common Council. The date is October 23rd, 2024, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Seelig, please call the roll.
Councilor Sprace?
Present.
Councilor Mortis?
Present.
Councilor Fazio?
Present.
Councilor Smith?
Here.
Councilor Anderson?
Present.
Councilor Dursey?
Present.
Councilor Spraglia?
Present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation will be offered by President Nash. Lord, look with love on the people of this community and keep them safe in your service. Guide the members of this council and help them to work together for the good of all. Bless their course of action and deliberations and bring them to success. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, the meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes, and it will be a hard 5 minutes tonight. Also, please sign in on the speaker sheet as this helps with the record. We're now ready for our first speaker.
Good evening, Council President and Councilors. My name is Jennifer DeWorth. I'm the Dean of the Mohawk Valley Community College Rome campus. And I'm here with several of my MVCC colleagues, as well as partners from the 5th District Dental Society. And really want to thank you for your allocation of ARPA funds in June toward the dental hygiene program in Plumlee Complex on Floyd Avenue. Our Board of Trustees Chair, Wendy Waters, and President Randy Van Wagner were disappointed they were not able to be here tonight. They also wish to send their appreciation. They are out of town on governance business. Tonight, we're asking for your support of Resolution 145 for the dental hygiene program, allocating an additional $125,000 in ARPA funds. That amount will allow us to meet the goal that we had set of $2 million for this project that can then be matched by the state in a one-to-one match for a capital project. With that $4 million, we are able to begin the major renovation of the lower level of Plumlee Complex to build the facility required for a nationally accredited dental hygiene program and teaching clinic. The dental hygiene program will strengthen MVCC's ability to provide education and training that supports current and future workforce needs. As we have heard from dentists in Rome and throughout our service region, that this need is great. The program will also help improve the quality of life in this community. I'll give you an example. Between 2006 and 2019, when SUNY Canton ran their program, the Veterans Building, before that program closed, the dental hygiene students provided free preventative oral care to 11,000 patients, many who had no dental insurance or dental practice home. So we look forward to offering those same services to Rome residents before, once this program begins and it gets off the ground and we have those students right here in Rome starting their dental hygiene careers. We are at MVCC very grateful for your commitment to strengthening education, healthcare in the community, and workforce development in Rome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Next speaker, please. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Public portion is closed. Chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Mortis and Smith. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Presentation of petitions and communications.
The Rome Historical Society financial report for quarter ended 9/30/24 has been received and filed in the city clerk's office.
Report of city officials. Report of councilors. Councilor Smith.
Good evening. I want to just follow up on resolution 145, which includes the additional funds for MVCC's dental hygiene program. The approval of the ARPA funds positions the college to receive an additional match of $2 million from the state and to move forward with their project. The dental hygiene program will add a fourth, if we pass it, a fourth certificate program to the college. The certificate programs right now include airframe and power plant technician, chef training, cybersecurity. Other programs such as pharmacy technicians and commercial driver's license are offered at the Rome campus. I mention these classes because they have far-reaching abilities to support local business, improve job skills of individuals, and help to build a pool of qualified people to fill local jobs. Keep in mind that individuals taking these classes, when completing a period, it could be anywhere from several weeks to 2 years. They don't have a waiting period that your four-year degree program or eight-year program has before they can earn a paycheck. That's very positive for our community. Their education costs are reasonable. These jobs that are now certificate programs, if we look at them, they have close to zero risk probability of being threatened by artificial intelligence. Many of our traditional jobs will be taken over by artificial intelligence, but I think it's really important and we should really appreciate that we have this type of a college in our community. I ask our councilors to vote yes for resolution number 145, which includes the $125,000 for the dental hygiene program at MVCC. This investment adds to the stability of the college, the health of the community, and the financial growth of our city. The dental hygiene program will provide care to veterans unable to travel to Syracuse, help community children with special needs, and children in our public schools by providing, at some point, dental hygiene services in the city. And this will really help because the school children, especially them, would be able to get those services in Rome. Currently, they travel to Syracuse and Albany for these services. So this is a great program. I think it's very important for our community members to really understand what this community college does in our city and really be appreciative of it, because I think this is only the beginning of certificate programs, because we really need to train for those 21st century jobs. In fact, I do have something in mind that I will be talking to the college about that looks very interesting. I don't know if it's a goal, but other states are using it. So I encourage my council members to vote yes on this amendment.
Thank you, Councilor Smith. Further reports? Board of committees. Resolutions. Resolution number 143.
Canceling certain common council meetings.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Sprace. Resolution number 143 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 143 is carried. Resolution number 144.
Accepting donation presented to the City of Rome, $415 for Fright Night at Franklin's Field.
So moved.
Second.
Councilor Mortis, Councilor Spiraglia. Resolution number 144 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 144 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 144 is carried. Resolution number 145.
Authorizing the mayor of the City of Rome to allocate American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, state and local fiscal recovery funds, SLFRF, for equipment and vehicles.
Move it.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Sprace. Resolution number 145 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Mortis.
President, members of the council, I am in full support of this. There is not even a doubt about that with the MVCC program and the other two. Unfortunately, being a member of on one of these tonight, I have to withstand my vote. But I am in full support of all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Mortis. Any further discussion? Councilor Thursey.
President Nash, members of the council, I also want to just express my support for this resolution in that I think it's very important. I think the dental hygiene program, I think it's great that we can get that matching funds, and I look forward to seeing a workforce that's robust and something great for the area. I also would appreciate all the support. I know the counselors, I've spoken with all of them, have volunteered their support for the volunteer fire departments of Stanwix Heights and with Lake Delta Fire Department. There were they've spent the last 8 years without receiving any money. Some in-kind work has been done, but nothing that they have done most of the work all on their own, getting money donated, working for you know, chicken barbecues and clam bakes and all these fun things, and giving back to the communities also. And then COVID hit, and they could not raise funds, but yet they were still on the front lines of helping everybody in Rome, everybody in their areas. So I think it's a great place to give them just a little bit of money. I know they could use so much more, but this little bit is going to go so far. I know the Lake Delta Fire Department needs work on a roof, needs some electrical upgrades. And the Stanwix Heights Volunteer Fire Department is looking for more turnout gear to protect their members. And I think these are great things at very minimal cost. So I support all the things in this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Dursey. Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I echo the comments that have been made regarding the support of this resolution. I'm in full support as well. For the benefit of the public, we're talking about the ARPA funding, specifically the $125,000 of additional funding for the MVCC dental hygiene program, $12,500 each for Stanwix Heights Fire Department and Lake Delta Fire Department, and then $193,000 for the Rome City Hall elevator repair, which is in much needed repair. All four of these allocations are excellent allocations, in my opinion. I want to thank the people from MVCC and wish you the best of luck with your program if the legislation passes. I was impressed with the level of detail in your meetings with the council. You know, we asked a lot of questions, we have our due diligence to do, and you were well prepared. So I want to thank you for that. And I also support the other allocations for the reasons that Councilor Smith and Councilor Dursey mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Further reports? All those in favor, further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 145, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 145 is carried. Resolution number 146.
Authorizing the mayor of the city of Rome to execute an agreement with the office of the New York State Comptroller.
Move it.
Second.
Councilor Anderson, Councilor Mortis. Resolution number 146 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. And I want to thank DPW Commissioner Joe Giuliano, as well as Assistant Corporation Counselor Angela Toomey, for their work that they did regarding this resolution. Basically, what this resolution calls for is the cleanup of the highway oil facility on West Dominick. And it's the agreement with the New York Environmental Protection and Spill Compensation Fund. And they plan on incurring cleanup and removal costs by remediating the properties under the direction of the DEC. As many of you know, when you're dealing with an old gas station, there are a lot of environmental issues. So this is a plan which the city has taken advantage of several different times. Councilor Toomey mentioned to me Kosher Brothers situation, Thrifty Oil, some of the old gas stations that we used to have. And basically what happens is when the property gets sold, it's a 50% sale situation where 50% goes to the city, 50% goes to the fund to reimburse them for the cleanup costs. Did I say that correctly, Councilor? Okay. I practiced that one. So I shared their opinion with the council. I'm in full support of it. It's partnerships like this that'll help us to help with these difficult properties, such as the highway oil situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 146, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, resolution number 146 carried. Ordinances, ordinance number 9755.
Authorizing the acquisition of a permanent easement with Sam's Eats and Suites LLC for the Phase 3 Northwest Water Project, $2,000.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Dursey.
Unanimous consent.
Soraya and Mortis. Ordinance number 9755 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9755 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Ordinance number 9755 is carried. Ordinance number 9756.
Authorizing the closing of streets for the annual Veterans Day program.
Move it.
Councilor Fazio, Councilor Anderson.
Unanimous consent.
Councilor Mortis.
Second.
Councilor Spiraglia. Ordinance number 9756 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9756 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ordinance number 9756 is carried. Ordinance number 9757.
Authorizing the mayor to amend the lease agreement with SBT Tower Holdings, LLC.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Mortis.
Unanimous consent.
Dursey.
Second.
Brace. Ordinance number 9757 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor, unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance is to amend our lease agreement with SBT Tower Holdings regarding the cell tower that's behind the water filtration plant. I know Mayor Lanigan and his chief of staff, Kim Rogers, did a lot of work with the company. Ever since the tower was first put up, the industry has totally changed via mergers and things like that with these cell companies. So to be able to extend the lease and amend the lease is a move in the right direction, because quite often these lease agreements just go away because of the mergers. So this is good for the city. I thank the mayor and his chief of staff for the work they did, and I'm in full support of this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9757, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ordinance number 9757 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to remove ordinance number 9751 from the table.
So move.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Spiraglia. Ordinance number 9751 has been moved and seconded to remove from the table. All those in favor of removing from table say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Ordinance number 9751.
Approving the annual budget for the year 2025.
Is there any discussion? Councilor Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I want to regarding the proposed budget, which has a tax increase, first tax increase we've had in 8 years. There's a lot of reasons and a lot of different components that go into developing a budget. And the council only has a limited amount of control or say in a lot of it, and meaning that we don't get involved with the salaries. And we had a situation with the former administration where all of the collective bargaining agreements were all renegotiated There were increases there. And when you increase the salaries, you're also increasing your FICA and your Medicare costs in the budget. When you add those up, those are huge parts of your budget. So we were not able to really get too involved in that. And as Mayor Lanigan mentioned in his budget address, it's highly probable that even the former administration would have had a budget increase for 2025 as well. There was increases in the operating expenses. The budget, the council did an excellent job of meeting with all the department heads and asking the tough questions, okay, of is this a want or a need, so that we feel comfortable with the budget that's presented, especially since it has a taxing increase. I want to commend Treasurer Brian Adams and his staff for their preparation of the budget. Countless hours were put into it. There, usually when we go through, we see situations here and there. Maybe it's a typo, maybe it's a wrong number. That really didn't happen this year. So I want to commend Treasurer Adams and his staff on all the work that they did there. That's for sure. I want to thank the department heads for all meeting with us. Would I like to have seen a 0% tax budget, tax increase this year? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. But we have said all along, this is the mayor's budget, okay? The mayor, it's the mayor's guideline for 2025. I feel comfortable that Mayor Lanigan is going to try his best to control those increased operating expenses so that we have a good fiscal picture at the end of the year. I feel comfortable voting in favor of the budget because a sound reason can be given for the increases that are called for. So I'm in support of the budget, and I'm all set. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilor Anderson. Any further discussion? We need to make an amendment on the ordinance. In the first paragraph, we need to insert 925.24 for the budget year 20. Whereas the Board of Estimate contract on 925.24 is the insert, did submit the proposed city budget for the year 2025, et cetera. In the second paragraph, whereas the Common Council did on the 9th day of October 2024, for the public hearing, blah, blah, blah. Chair, why don't you?
So move.
Councilor Anderson?
Second.
And Councilor Mordis. Any discussion? All those in favor of that amendment say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. The ordinance as amended, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9751 as amended is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
9757, right?
No,
9751.
Oh, 51. I'm sorry.
No problem. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Dursey. Or everyone in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight.